download time, a new president, and new congressional makeup. Same old partisan divides, right? Yes and no. There's the traditional red-blue divide you're very familiar with, but there's a lot more below the surface going on in both parties. Let's set the table. About 4 in 10 registered voters identify either as Democrats or lean Democratic in the latest NBC News poll. It's a little fewer than that that identify. The remainder are what we call the very hard independents, or people that simply don't care to answer. But if you dig into those two partisan groups, you in fact find that four political parties are emerging in the data. Let me show you. 17% consider themselves to be mostly supporters of former President Donald Trump. We're going to call them the Trump Republicans. Another 17% call themselves supporters of the Republican Party more so than Donald Trump. The traditional Republicans, another 17%, as you see there. Now let's look at the other side of the aisle. 17% say they are Democrats who support Joe Biden in the primaries. We're going to call them the Biden Democrats. Another 17% supported more left-leaning candidates, Senators Bernie Sanders and Elizabeth Warren. Yes, you are reading this right. That is 17s across the board. Does it get more evenly divided than that? And those breakdowns could matter when it comes to governing. Let me show you. Trump Republicans are firmly against compromising with Biden in order to gain consensus on legislation, as you can see. But party Republicans, they feel very differently, with more than half in favor of making compromises with Biden in order to gain some consensus on legislation. On the Democratic side, the divides are there, too. They're not as wide, though. 7 in 10 Biden Democrats want congressional Democrats to work on passing the Biden agenda. But among the more liberal Sanders-Warren Democrats, high, but falls to 60%. So you see that growing gap. Look, are we ready to be a four-party system? Are we Europe? No, probably not. But if you understand this four-party world, you can actually make it easier on yourself to form a governing coalition, something the Biden White House may want to think about. When we come back, can Washington really turn the page after the tumultuous Trump era? Hey, thanks for watching our YouTube channel. Follow today's top stories and breaking news by downloading the NBC News app.